Are you tired of the endless supply of terrible storytelling? Of uninspiring, nihilistic stories that permeate most of modern-day entertainment? Are you tired of the diversity, equality, and inclusion standards that are forced upon movie creators and actors? Well, so are we. So go with us on a journey as we chronicle for you the latest news in entertainment, as we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of the film industry, and as we pave a way forward to see the kingdom of Christ grow and the dragon of secularism meet its end. Now, if you want to support us in our mission, please head over to patreon.com/thePowell Bros, or follow the link in the show notes. There, you will gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews. Now, on with the show. I have Bye 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 stuck in my head. So I'm seeing it everywhere.
Oh my gosh, I haven't stopped singing all week.
Like every dude that's seen the movie can't stop singing it.
I know. It's like, it really is a really great opening sequence.
Dude, that's the best Marvel opening ever.
Yeah. All right, welcome back to Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros. We are here again, as always. We got another episode for you. We got some pretty crazy news this week. A lot of people are happy. A lot of people are very mad. So
all of the above.
We'll kind of dive into it. And yeah. Yeah, I'm one of your hosts, Bad Powell. I'm joined with Trenton Powell, your other host. How you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. Excited. We are doing this on a Wednesday night. A little different for us just because of schedules. This is what worked for both of us, and it's what we're doing.
Indeed.
We make accommodations when needed.
Yep, for sure. Well, last week we did on Friday. Yeah, this week we're doing on Wednesday.
Very consistent.
And our normal day is supposed to be Thursday. So.
Right.
So
all over the place.
Typically expected on a Thursday. That's what you need to expect.
Exactly.
Hopefully we'll actually start doing that one day.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, so, what do you got for us, Trent?
Oh man. It's so weird. Like, there's really only one big thing. I mean, jumping off of Deadpool and Wolverine, we could acknowledge that they have made a lot of money. Which is just, yeah. I mean, to be expected and whatnot. I think word of mouth is definitely helping this movie a lot, and it's going to, well, I mean, I take that back. We don't really know necessarily because we're only 3 days into the week. It's only Wednesday, but it seems like it's overall a very well-received movie, and it's going to make a lot of money. I think they're at like 400, or as of yesterday, like 400 something million worldwide, which is a lot. So,
wow.
Which is interesting. So like go ahead.
I was going to say that a lot of people did have the same complaint we had, is that it was funny, the action was great, but story really, really lacked.
Yes.
And everybody agreed with us.
Yeah, it's kind of like Endgame, you know? It's like huge hype, you know, great moment for the MCU for just 10 years of storytelling, a great conclusion to all these character stories. But once it like settles, then you realize, oh, wow, that wasn't that good of a story. It's got a lot of plot holes and got a lot of problems. And usually that happens when you're dealing with time travel and multiverse stuff, because like you can just cheat whenever the writers are more prone to cheat and create plot conveniences when you have access to time travel and multiversal things, which are getting annoying. But because No Way Home is another story. It's just a lot of hype.
Well, that's a great segment into the big announcement that was this week.
Yeah, do you want to just hop right in? If you've seen the thumbnail, you know what we're talking about.
Hold on. Let me get a good joke here real quick.
Let's hear it.
Hold on. Stay tuned. I'm going as quick as possible.
As well, just while Tobias wait for this, the story continues. White boys save movies. White boy summer.
Kirk Lazarus, with Kirk Lazarus as Dr. Doom.
Yes, I'm pretty sure Dr. Doom is supposed to be Venezuelan. I'm pretty certain, so technically they whitewashed it. But anyways, the Venezuelan Dr. Doom, yeah, played by Kurt Lazarus.
So is...
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't know, then you have no idea what we're talking about. You never go full multiverse. So never go full Marvel. And he's going full Marvel. He's going to play another character for the next 10 years.
Yeah. So, yeah. Everybody wanted Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy, yes. That would have been a good one. A perfect choice.
Maybe. Rumor has it that he was actually considered, and he was in the running up.
Really?
Play. And they just went with Dr. Doom.
Didn't know that.
They went with Robert Downey Jr. for Dr. Doom, and nobody's happy. Nobody's happy about it. They did a poll. I think it was IGN did a poll, and it was like 54% of people said it was a bad idea.
That sounds about right.
That's really high, for comic book fans to be saying that. I mean, it's different, like with, you know, like any of the people that were cast as Batman or whatever, and because like those are people you haven't seen play the character. We haven't seen Robert Downey Jr. play the character, but this is different because now it's going to be a multiverse thing. Like, they're going to talk about the multiverse. He's going to be sort of a variant of Iron Man. Dr. Doom.
We'll have to get into that in a minute. Cause let's talk about what we think might be. Cause there's a dozen things they could do with it. But before we get there,
it's not Iron Man. It's not Tony Stark.
It could be though. That's the thing. Like, because comics, there are instances where literally Tony Stark becomes Victor Von Doom. There's a way that, you know, I don't know if this was in the comics, but I heard someone mention this could be a possibility where Tony Stark's parents die when he's really young, and he gets adopted by the Von Doom family, which is another very wealthy family, and that's how he becomes Dr. Victor Von Doom. You know, something like that. Like, there's 100 things you could do. But I want to ask a question. So, if RDJ did not play Tony Stark, and they made this announcement, how would you feel about it?
If Robert Downey Jr. hadn't played him?
Like, remove the Iron Man and Tony Stark element. The fact that he played that character for so long, and he's so recognized as that character.
Right. Probably wouldn't care much. I mean, if I knew that he was a good actor and that he could take on roles pretty well, I'm not 100% opposed to it. He is he's pretty old.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
That'd be the only thing. Otherwise, I wouldn't really care. What about, would you not like it, or?
Yeah, so here's my thoughts about it. I think it's going to be very hard to disconnect Robert Downey Jr. from Tony Stark in any capacity. It's going to be really weird.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be difficult for them.
Oh, I thought
you were saying. Well, no, I'll get there. It's going to be really difficult for them to do that. And.
Yeah.
So, that being said, Robert Downey Jr. is a great actor. Robert Downey Jr. is going to give his all to this role. And I do believe he's going to give a great performance, and it's going to be a good Doctor Doom. Like, I think, remove the Tony Stark element, I think it's a good choice. Now, there are other better choices, sure. I don't know about you, but I don't know a whole lot about Doctor Doom. I mean, I know he's like the one of the biggest bad guys in all the Marvel comics, and he's most beloved. People have been wanting him to join the MCU for, well, forever, like since they started. And when they went with Kang, which we'll get into that as well in a second, but when they went with Kang, everyone was pretty upset. It's like, why don't you just do Doctor Doom? Like, it's right there. It's just a great opportunity. You own Fox. Let's do it. You know, and so and everything happened to Jonathan Majors, and they decided not to cast RDJ as Kang. So, you know, I just
yeah.
Where they went with Doctor Doom, And this is so remove
Are
Tony
we on
Stark.
YouTube or
we're on YouTube
or Rumble.
We're on YouTube. Okay.
Never mind.
Yeah, probably some things we can't talk about or say. Maybe
I was gonna make another Tropic Thunder joke.
You know, I mean, maybe go ahead and say it.
No, it's fine. We're past it.
No, he's got the Avengers are gonna like assemble while they're in a big fight, and they're gonna say we need to work as a unit, and then Dr. Doom comes out and he's like, never mind.
Suck my unit.
Okay. If you know, you know. Where were we? Don't know. But I completely sidetracked.
Yeah.
Well, and so I'm okay with Robert Downey Jr. playing this character. It's just, it's going to be really difficult because he's so established. And the other issue is it makes it so obvious that they are so desperate to get out of this hole that they've dug for themselves.
Uh-huh.
Like they've put themselves in this position. You know, if the last 5 years of Marvel had actually been good and decent and had good storytelling and they set up this great unit, continued to expand upon the story that they began and concluded and then, but set up to go further. And if they would have, just done a good job over the last 5 years and not pumped out all this garbage, then this would not have happened. They would not have gone back to Robert Downey Jr. and said, "Hey, you want to play Dr. Doom? We need a home run here." What really is a Hail Mary, and Hail Marys very rarely work. And that's what we're going to see with this one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm completely dumbfounded about the whole thing.
Yeah, it's just wild. The more you think about it, it's like it's so ridiculous that they went to Robert Downey Jr. I'm going to keep calling him Tony Stark cuz that's who he is. And be like, "Hey,
what?
Yeah. We need to." And apparently he didn't want to come back. And so, reportedly, his contract is upwards of like $50 million for the two movies. The Russo brothers are getting paid, I think, $40 million for the two movies. So that's $90 million without even making the movie. The budget for these films are going to be, well, it's two films. So the budget, we didn't say this. So they announced that they're doing Avengers Doomsday. Instead of Kang Dynasty,
it from Kang Dynasty to Doomsday,
so
they have completely scrapped Kang. We will never see Kang again.
Nope,
we'll never see anything about Kang. They'll probably never even mention him.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe Deadpool will make a joke about it.
Yeah,
you'll see Robert Downey Jr. and be like, "Aren't you black?
Aren't you black? Kurt Lazarus." So, and then what is now it's the same title, but the second event, the fifth, fourth, sixth, wait, how many Avengers movies have there been? Infinity War was 3, Endgame, Doomsday,
5.
So number 6.
Yeah.
Is Secret Wars.
Right now. It'd be the fifth one.
No, wait, Avengers 1, Age of Ultron, Infinity War, Endgame, Doomsday. Secret Wars.
Yeah, so it'd be fifth and sixth is what I was saying.
Oh, right. Yeah. And they got the Russo brothers, which also is another desperation act. Because apparently Robert Downey Jr.
They're the only ones that.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, the Russo brothers are the only ones that have made, I would say, Marvel movies that people have said. These are actually really good films. When you ask most anybody, what's the best MCU movie? A lot of them will say Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier, yeah.
Like a very high majority of them.
Yeah.
And
then what's the second best?
It's a good movie. I don't know.
Infinity War.
Infinity War?
Yeah, Infinity War.
Yeah.
Those are typically everyone's top two favorites.
Yeah.
Some will include No Way Home in that, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what else? Civil War is also a lot of people's favorites, but a lot of people have issues with it as well. Russo Brothers also did Civil War. Mm-hmm. So, but they also did Endgame. You know, so as far as storytelling goes, that one has problems, and we just talked about that. But just it's complete desperation that they need a home run. They need to figure this out. They need to win back the fans that they've lost. Will they do it? I don't think so. Because what's funny is you have Deadpool and Wolverine come out, and what is one of the clear messages in that film? It's the multiverse is dumb. And then they follow that up with, here's two very big multiversal movie events. It's like they're doubling down.
Yeah.
On what people have people's biggest complaint about the MCU is right now. Well, not the biggest complaint. The MCU, the female-centric Marvel universe, is the biggest, probably the biggest complaint. And then next is like multiverse, which you really don't have the MCU without the multiverse, because you're bringing in all these multiversal characters from different universes and well, sort of.
Yeah.
But anyways, I don't know.
It shows in the fact that like a lot of people don't like the fact that they're bringing Robert Downey Jr. back. And it's because they're ruining legacy of Iron Man, and they're ruining, and like with Wolverine, how they ruined the legacy of Wolverine and his ending. It's like when you watch like Wolverine's death scene now, when you watch Logan and you watch that death scene, what are you going to think of? You're going to think of Deadpool digging it up. Like,
it's true.
That's all you're going to think of. If you think about, and now when you watch, Endgame and in Iron Man's death scene, what are you going to think about? You're going to think about
Victor Von Doom.
You're going to be thinking about Victor Von Doom. So,
pretty much.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just can't believe that they're. People don't like it. Like, a lot of people don't, and they weren't happy that they went with this route. And
no. Yeah, because.
They think bringing like these multiverse people and these characters that are well beloved, they think bringing them in, and just because they're bringing them in, that fans are gonna like get super hyped about it. And it's like,
sure,
we're kind of at that point now. Like, you've kind of lost us, so you need something better than that. You need to make a really good Doom character. Like, forget Iron Man, forget Robert Downey Jr., just make a really good Doom character so that we can be hyped for a really amazing villain that's going to be in a bunch of movies.
Yeah. And it's like, and I agree, but what the thing is, though, they keep bringing these characters back and we keep getting hyped about it. In general, fans are like Spider-Man No Way Home. Like, there was a lot of hype around that. They didn't even promote, like, we forget. They didn't promote it as we're bringing three Spider-Men back. They, of course, teased all the villains. But once it came out and word got out, then you saw the two Spider-Men in all the teasers and the stuff. Say, hey, go see this movie. And then it blew up at the box office. But you're right. Like, there's some hype around it. Like, it's great for, like, an event movie. Like, one time, Deadpool and Wolverine. Like, we wanted to see Hugh Jackman come back. That was great. But I don't really want to see Hugh Jackman again. I mean, we've gotten enough of him to be satisfied. Great. As comic book fans, you know, he's one of my favorite characters in the comics. I think in the movies, like, he's a well-developed character. He's got a great story and he's super cool. And I've loved what they did. Now, pass the mantle on to someone else. Henry Cavill, you know, someone. Pass it on. But what's funny about all this is what do they keep doing? They keep bringing back all the white male characters that we love. You know,
yeah,
the three Spider-Men, like with Toby and Andrew, Deadpool and Wolverine. I'm trying to. I don't know who else.
Well, so
but Robert Downey Jr.
Well, like with Robert Downey Jr., like, my point was that there people aren't getting hyped about it. Like, there was a little hype, yeah, like, that right at first.
Specifically, yes.
But in this case, like, there's no hype. Like, people aren't excited about it. This is not like No Way Home, like, where people actually were excited and, you know, like bringing back those characters, those legacy characters was great, but
yeah,
bringing back Robert Downey Jr. as a villain in a different character, or maybe the same character, we'll see, like a variant.
Who knows?
But yeah, there's not hype and yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
It sure is.
Do you want to move on from this or keep talking about it?
probably move on. Well, there was a couple of things.
I think. Kind of in the same realm as Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah. Did you see, like, have you seen any of the leaked footage of it? The trailer from Comic-Con?
Yeah, so I don't understand how... I thought they just started filming.
They literally did, like... A couple weeks or so. So they probably went in and said, hey, like, we need to get something out. Like, the cast, like, was flown into San Diego because they were off filming somewhere else. So they were flown in. So they probably, like, before were like, okay, let's get something together. Let's put the suits on. Let's just mess around for a little bit and just to get some footage out for Comic-Con.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I did see that. I was wondering if it was fake. I'm like, it looks super real.
It is. Yeah.
I thought, then I saw like that they just started filming. So I was like, I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. I don't think if they could throw that together that quick, but if they're that desperate, I'm sure they did. But yeah, I did see it and I don't know.
I like the setting, you know, what 60, it's like a few, like Jetsons, you know, futuristic, but set in like the 60s.
Yeah,
there's a lot that they can do.
I like that they clarified that. Yeah, I like that they clarified that. Like, it wasn't really, that wasn't very clear before, and now that they made that clarification, that's a little more interesting for me.
Yeah.
Honestly, like seeing the actors, like I'm. It looks pretty good. It looks good. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I still can't get over Pedro Pascal. I don't like him in that role, but I will give it a chance, and I think he'll do a good job for the most part.
I think seeing the setting kind of made a little more sense with him.
Sure.
I'm like I've said, I'm not like a huge Pedro Pascal fan, but seeing that setting, I was like, okay, it makes a little more sense him playing it, but it's still. But the other guys, I mean, they looked great. And
yeah. You know, like some of the rumors around it is that Sue Storm's going to be the leader of the Fantastic Four. It didn't seem like that. Like, I feel like they would have maybe mentioned that or went a little bit heavy on that at Comic-Con, or unless they just don't want to make people mad. In the trailer, it looked like, you know, Reed was somewhat the leader. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Then you still got female
Silver Surfer. What do you call it? It's an origin story.
Origin. Yeah.
I'm surprised by that. Mm-hmm. Like, we've already gotten two Fantastic Four origin stories. Nobody wants another Fantastic Four origin story.
It's like Uncle Ben. They knew that you gotta keep Spider-Man, killing Uncle Ben. Like
Spider-Man, they didn't want to kill him a third time.
I keep killing Batman's parents.
I know. I was surprised about that. I'm like, people don't want another origin story. People are very tired of origin stories.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially a Fantastic Four one that's been done twice already.
Right. I think maybe because it's brave the MCU has Fantastic Four for the first time. This is I actually am okay with it because that's what I want. I want them to slow down, like develop characters. Set them up, you know, if we just get a Fantastic Four movie where they've been the Fantastic Four for years, it can be good and they can do a good job developing the characters, but I'd rather just like slow it down. Let's introduce them in their own movie, not connected to all these other things, tell a good story, and then you can bring them into the MCU. It's like, I'm okay with it if they do it like that. Especially because at least the last Fantastic Four, I don't even think that counts as far as an origin story or really anything.
Yeah, I guess.
But I get what you're saying.
People don't.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of complaints about that. It's like, oh, another origin for the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
not seen
no, this. No, it looks before. Interesting though. Like, I mean, I guess I shouldn't complain a whole lot about. I get your point. It is good that they're going to actually kind of start from the beginning, cuz they really haven't done that in a long time actually.
True.
It's when, like, we haven't gotten an origin story in a very long time. I guess some of the shows like Miss Marvel and think of anything else, but yeah.
Okay, so yeah, because
Shang-Chi,
yeah. What else? The Eternals. Which the thing is, like, you know,
where the heck is that guy?
Shang-Chi. That's the thing. There's so many threads that they have not tied together or finished off in the in the Phase 4. They're like, there's like far more than there was in the first three phases. It's like, what are they doing? I think they're gonna forget about most of it and just do like a big reset after Secret Wars. Like, I don't know. There's just so, like, Doctor Strange. Like, remember the ending of that movie? You have Shang-Chi, of the Eternals. Spider-Man. You have, well, they're doing a, you know, Daredevil. That you have, well, Loki, they finished that up. You have, well, WandaVision, I guess, or Wanda died. But you have Vision and the White Vision. You have,
oh yeah, the White Vision.
Yeah, it's just one thing after another. Then you have the Thunderbolts movie coming out as well, which no one cares about. That's coming out next year, or I think it's next year.
Yeah.
And then Black Falcon, Captain America next year as well. And Fantastic Four is coming out next year. Like, we're already getting it in a year. That's how fast they make movies now.
That's crazy.
I thought we were getting the Grogu and Mandalorian, or Mandalorian Grogu movie next year, but I think that's 26 from what I could tell. So anyways, which would be another Pedro Pascal movie, because I think I saw somewhere that they said, oh, Pedro Pascal is going to have two big movies and two franchises at the same year. I don't think that was the case, but
they probably, I think there's probably delays and stuff. I mean, they're changing their schedule all the time.
Right. Yeah, online says 2026, so I don't know.
Okay.
Which is crazy. Yeah. That's going to be 6 years. No, 7 years since the last Star Wars movie in theaters. It's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so yeah, there's not a whole lot else. I don't know if you heard, but the Gina Carano lawsuit with Disney is going through. They're going to go to Discovery, which means that Disney has to release a lot of, like, you know, emails and messages that were getting passed and going throughout the company, you know, different things that have not been revealed that are going to have to be revealed. And that'll be interesting. And apparently Gina Carano's asked that Kathleen Kennedy, Pedro Pascal, the CEO before Bob Iger, the one that Chapek, whatever his name is, who came on and then after Iger, and then Iger came back. She's asked these, like, three of them, and like they have like a court summons. Like, they, I don't know if it means that they have to or whatever, but she wants them to come on as witnesses to really tell the court, you know, tell the jury, like, hey, this is what happened. This is our side of the story. And then Pedro Pascal, that he wants him to come on because there were things that he was saying during that time on social media and Twitter and stuff that were very similar to the things she said, and he didn't even get a slap on the wrist. Like, he didn't get in trouble for it. But she gets fired and gets her career thrown out the door. And so they're gonna, Disney's gonna take a big hit, I think, and things are going to be revealed.
Yeah.
And just see how corrupt they really are. Maybe. Unless something's, unless they keep hiding it and covering it up like they usually do. Who knows?
Yeah, they might not be able to. It would be interesting, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Anything else? I mean...
The only other thing was the Batman animated Batman Kid Crusader.
Let's just keep giving you guys bad news.
They gender swapped Penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah. They gender swapped Penguin.
Do you see who's directing it?
Uh-uh.
J.J. Abrams.
Wow.
Yep.
Interesting.
Or at least producing or writing. I don't know. He's creative control over it, I'm pretty certain. So that's great. I'm just so over
it.
So it's not just Disney people, it's all over the place. He's one of the co-creators. Well,
it'll be a TV series.
Okay.
Yeah, so he'll probably direct some episodes.
Yeah, he's co-creators with Matt Reeves as well. So the guy who did the Batman movies are doing the Batman movies.
Yeah. Huh.
And then Bruce Timm, I don't know who that is. So. Yep.
Yeah. I don't understand why they would gender swap Penguin. Oh. Like, that's just weird.
I know, and it's not like he, she, whatever, looks any different. Like, just.
I know.
It still looks like Penguin.
Instead of an ugly man, it's an ugly woman.
Ugly woman. Yeah, I mean, pretty much. They don't get it. I don't know who they're trying to please with that. Like, no one was asking for that. Like, oh, we want a female playing Penguin, please. That's one thing I've just been dying for. No. Speaking of which, the Penguin TV show set in Matt Reeves' Batman series is supposed to be coming out soon. I mean it was supposed to come out like last year, but it's still like gonna be released. I'm really curious. With Colin Farrell.
Yeah,
that could be interesting. Maybe.
Yeah, they also changed changing subject. Mm-hmm. Back to Fantastic Four. I wanted to make this point earlier, but I forgot.
Go for it.
So I'm bringing it back. But they also changed the name of Fantastic Four to Fantastic Four First Steps. We forgot to mention that.
Yep. Which, I mean, play on words. First Steps means the first, you know, that we're seeing of these characters, but also they go to space and first steps, like with a interaction with some kind of meteor or device that blows up and turns them into superheroes.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't got anything else.
Okay.
Not a whole lot else going on. That's just the big thing happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I feel like there was something else I was going to say, but I don't. It's probably not that important.
Fantastic Four and Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
They're all related.
Right.
We did see Galactus.
Oh, yeah. That big drone show that they did at Comic-Con. It's pretty cool what they can do.
No, in the trailer.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah. I saw.
The very end, his eyes look into a building.
Yeah, I was wondering, I assume that was Galactus, but I watched the trailer real quickly. Well,
everything's fine.
Something fell. That's okay. Which actually would kind of segue me into my last question. If you're ready, like, do you have any other topics? Any good news? Do we have any good news for the people? I don't think so. I'm going to go. Well, yeah. I'm going to see Trap tomorrow. M. Night Shyamalan.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, M. Night's had a lot of misses in the last handful of years. So I'm not really sure what to expect. The main actor, It's pretty normal for him. Yeah. So the actor, he apparently he went into retirement for a while, left Hollywood. The only movie I can remember him in is Pearl Harbor. He's like the young guy.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know he's been in other things, but I'm pretty sure he took a break from acting, and they came back for this movie. And I don't know what to expect. I think it'll be just be a fun movie with a great twist at the end, and we'll see. Be nice to go see another movie, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Take the wife. We'll go see that. And other than that, there's just nothing else out, and not anything I'm really excited about even. So
I guess we could talk about the Olympics.
Yeah. I don't really want to, but yeah, we definitely can and probably should. The Olympics are gay.
Well, just kind of, story, narrative. Yeah. Olympics are gay.
And trans.
Paris.
So is Marvel.
Not Paris. France was like, we are really, really sorry for our opening ceremony.
<You're not.
laughs> They came out and said that like 2 days after.
Like, yeah.
We are really, really sorry for our opening ceremony.
Sure.
Like, you didn't think people were going to be upset about that? Like, it's so dumb.
No, they knew exactly what they were doing. They wanted to mock Christianity. They wanted to mock Christ. If that was Islam, if they were mocking Islam, there would have been riots in the streets. There would have been they would have started a war. but Christianity, no, because no one's going to make that big of a fuss about it. No one's going to really do anything about it. Most Christians are just scared to stand up for what's right and impotent I'm forgetting the word. They lack a backbone. That's what I'm trying to say. And which is sad. And that's not, we're not called to cower in fear, especially when our enemies rise against us.
Makes me think of that.
Oh yeah, definitely. By the way, if you guys want to hear our review of one of the greatest war movies of all time, maybe not the most historically accurate, but one of the greatest war movies of all time, The Patriot, go ahead and check out our movie reviews podcast. Get some
and we
America on. Get our America on.
Well, in that realm of what you were just saying, I'll say it in our movie reviews, but
yeah,
it's about backbone and
the
cowardice of the American people today and all that. But we also, I just did a mini review of A Quiet Place Day One, which you did not do on Trent.
Okay, good.
Triple check, because I wanted to make sure I wasn't doing one.
I swear, I cannot remember if I did. Like, I thought I did.
I thought you did. I thought you were going to,
too.
Like, I thought you had or something.
I think I had seen, like, two or three movies that week, and so I think I went with a different one.
Yeah. But I just posted that, which came out today. And then next week, we have our Deadpool and Wolverine review coming out on our Patreon. It'll only be available there. So, yeah, if you want to listen to those. We also have we've had 20 mini reviews. Deadpool and Wolverine will be our 21st. 20. And, yeah, so a large backlog of movies that we've reviewed. And we review suggested movies by our patrons. So anything if you want us to review a movie, sign up there and send us a message. We'll see it personally and we'll respond to you and get you a review of whatever movie you want.
We try to do new movies as much as we can. And
We stick with new movies, and then whenever someone suggests something that's old or new, we'll do it. And otherwise we'll just stick with mostly new movies.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. I don't really have anything else to say.
Cool. Well, to conclude us out, what are your I won't say top three, but I don't know. What's like your favorite war movie that's set sometime during the last 300 years?
War movie set in the last 300 years?
Yeah, so like within the last 300 years. So obviously The Patriot like would be one of those like set.
Right. My favorite?
Yes.
Would probably be... I should just make sure.
Maybe not even like best like story or best movie, like just your favorite war movie.
Probably Saving Private Ryan. But if I was going to say favorite, like it's not a movie, a series is Band of Brothers.
Yeah, Band of Brothers is up there for sure. We just watched that like last year again. It's so good. Yeah, Band of Brothers is
Private Ryan, up there. Really great. Band of Brothers, which are on a pretty similar level.
Yes.
And they made it. Steven Spielberg made both. Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks made both of those. And after they made Saving Private Ryan, they made Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
Just like a couple years later.
Right.
And it's 2001 that Band of Brothers came out, right?
Was it really that long ago? Maybe.
I think it's 2001.
Wow.
Anyway, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
What about you? What's...
Well, obviously The Patriot. Yeah. But Saving Private Ryan, which we will also be reviewing this season. 1917, mm-hmm. which was a more recent one. Dunkirk. I really love Dunkirk. That one's a good one. We are Soldiers, another Mel Gibson, or we were. I always forget the title of that exactly. Have you seen that one? It's set in Vietnam.
And we were
Soldiers.
I haven't seen it.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Tropic Thunder. No, I'm just kidding. I joke.
It's so funny.
Man, I'm blanking on another one. There's a lot of good ones out there. And there's a lot I haven't seen yet that I do need to see. And
yeah,
for sure. But those are probably some of my favorites.
Sweet. Yeah, well, ready to get into this review?
I think we are. Yeah.
Cool. You want to close us out?
I do. Thank you guys for watching this live stream on this Wednesday night. We are the Powell Bros, and we are happy to bring you the current news and entertainment and to shed a more hopeful light on the bad and look towards the good. Sorry we didn't have a whole lot of good news this week. This kind of seems to be normal each and every week, but we tell you what's going on, and there's a lot of garbage going on out there. So anyways, we're happy to continue to do this, and this is just been a joy to be able to do this podcast, and look forward to doing it more often and continuing it. So this is Movie Chronicles. This is the Powell Bros, and we are out. See ya.
Yep.